doesn't sound right. Because DePaul's not playing, baby.
Why did it go back?
My brain.
Now I don't know if we're recording.
Ooh, dang. The fucking Browns are losing to the Bengals.
This run, or do you want to save it to watch after?
I want to save it to watch after.
Fine. Find a game then.
Dude, we only have 10 minutes.
Fuck.
It's so sad.
This movie really did fly by. I had no idea I was going to have so much fun watching that movie. I was like almost caught off guard.
What? Like, all things equal, could you actually beat someone on a fucking snowboard?
What do you mean? Skis? Oh, like in a race?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
These are just faster.
Okay, this is going to be like the weirdest. I've been trying recording. We got it now. We're good, I think. Unless it's going to loop. Did it do something so weird? No, we're fine. All right. Now we can talk about what's happening. Are you finding a game?
I'm putting the Bears game on.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right, so we figured out the recording, so now we're rolling. This is the official...
Return
slash discussion over the state of the podcast, which I think is an important discussion because there's probably been...
So many confused listeners.
Well, yeah, right. A lot of confused listeners, but also just a lot of conversations between you and I saying that we should record over like the last year or so. But I feel we've both been very busy and it's been difficult. But maybe now we have a little time to like.
We just made it happen. We will.
We made it happen. And maybe last time we tried to do it like scheduled, right? We had like a certain time. We would always try to make work. Maybe this time it's more kind of like go with the flow.
Yeah,
like,
and we'll just let
do it whenever it kind of, whenever it happens. Like last night we were hanging out and you're just like, dude, like let's just do it. And I was like, all right, I'm coming over tomorrow at 1. I had to remind you this morning, but.
Yep.
Here nonetheless. So it is Sheets and Shoots.
We're back.
We were watching Johnny Tsunami, which is amazing. I think that part about us talking about a part of it maybe will be in there. But just a funny movie with a bunch of really crazy parenting-like decisions. But it was a good time.
It was. I'm sorry. I'm struggling to put the Bears game on. But yes.
See, you should have thrown the Louisville game on. With the girl with the sweet tats.
I should have.
We don't need to watch the Bears.
We're going to watch the Bears because I don't necessarily have reasoning for it. But
We're going to watch the Bears because there is no reason to watch the Bears.
Is there a reason to watch the Bulls? Should we?
The Bulls, you know, well, that's what we were talking about earlier. That's also like another reason maybe we haven't recorded as much is I haven't watched like any Bulls. I've watched maybe like 4 Bulls games in total. Gathering from what I've seen on Twitter and just reading what I can, they were really bad in the start of the season. Really, yep. Really bad. Now they're like kind of pretty bad, but not as horrible. Like Lauri Markkanen wasn't like existent. For the first however many games.
And he's been playing a little better as of late.
A little better. Just like a little regression to the mean type deal.
Yeah.
So that's good. And Jim Boylan's probably crazy, but he still seems kind of funny. Zach LaVine is still like probably not a lead guy, but like he's going to put up big numbers on a bad team, which is exactly what he's going to do.
What, like $25 million?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think
something
that's
like
what
that.
He got. I'm going to eat some.
But, like, that's, like, maybe, what if, I know, like, overall it's very bad just because this is, like, we've just been stuck with guard packs for so long. It's just, it's going to be bad as long as that's the deal. So I try to find, like, solace and, like, accidentally, like, maybe winning some games and, like, being the A seed in the shitty East and actually getting to have, like, a playoff series to watch, which would just be fun and something that we haven't been able to do in a little bit.
That's very true. I like your outlook on it. I just don't even think I've put in the thought. I wouldn't say I'm down on the Bulls.
Yeah.
Just in terms of as a fan watching them. But
I haven't been thinking about them too much.
No, they have not been on the forefront of my mind. But, that's really all I can say. But go Bulls. I went to one game this year.
Did I go to one game? I went to a preseason game. What game did you see?
I don't remember. It was... on Halloween. Or no, the week before Halloween.
Okay.
You were supposed to come with me, actually.
I was?
Yeah, remember?
Why didn't I?
I don't know, you had something to do. And you thought it was during the week and it wasn't.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it, but... Well, we should catch one before the... We got a lot of season left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
Oh, my God, the tickets gotta be cheap. They are struggling to get people in there.
Yeah, that, I've also seen that.
Which, that is, like, the one actual way you might actually get guard packs out is if they aren't raking in the those ticket sales, dude. They're not filling the seats.
This is true. That would be, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. God, what
a funny way to, like...
It's unfortunate the Ryan Stewart family's content with, imbeciles.
Well, right. I don't think Jerry really cares.
Again, I don't think he does either.
As long as he gets the money.
If attendance starts to go... I mean, it still blows my mind that they're struggling with attendance. But, I don't know. That would be cool. I would be thrilled to see them go, but...
Chicago's like a big, like, narrative city, I feel like. So, like, when, like, the narrative picks up, all the Bulls suck, they're trash this year. People just think they're trash this year, and that's... They probably don't have an inclination to go out to the games as much.
Mm-hmm.
Unless someone's like, literally, like, hey, but dude, like, takes $12. You want to go to a Bulls game? Like, yeah, sure, but... Ugh, I don't know.
Who else is good in the East? Obviously, the Bucks.
I just had the...
The Heat.
Yeah, the Heat are number two. Jimmy. I'm wearing a jersey. Fucking Jimmy. It turns out Jimmy Butler, good basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Everyone always talks about all the other stuff, and no one's ever just like, man, this guy's like a really, really good basketball player.
He also seems to be a very big fan of his teammate, Tyler Hero.
Is it Hero or Harrow?
I don't know.
Tyler Hero? Hero is definitely sweeter.
Did you see that three he pulled last night with like 7 seconds left in transition?
No, dude, this is what I'm saying. I don't have league pass this year. I haven't been watching basketball.
I mean, I see...
Is this on Twitter?
Yes, yeah.
I need to get more, like, follow more highlight channels like that. Like, I think on Instagram is good for that kind of thing, too. Just to keep up with random stuff.
Of highlights.
Cool. But I definitely see a lot of people are excited about that guy. And he just kind of seems like a dog who came out of nowhere and is like, Jimmy Butler probably loves because he's just a dog.
I mean, he went to Kentucky and he was a lottery pick, I think, but...
Well, what do you mean? Yeah. But he's still like, he seems like I don't give a fuck type of guy.
I might be mistaking if he was a lottery pick or not, but I know he was like a first round pick.
See, I hadn't heard of him until he started playing.
He went to Kentucky. He's from Wisconsin.
I think it's Harrow, though.
Is there two you might
R's?
Be right.
Especially if there's two R's. Thirteenth.
Oh, so he was locked.
Yeah. Burly, but yes.
Well,
good for him. No, I think he's sweet.
I do too.
I would love to watch him more. And Jimmy's just that kind of a perfect teammate for him.
Yeah, I agree. Just boost him up. Give him some confidence. Is there anyone... Who else is in the East that's good?
The Bucks.
I know, but like besides those two teams.
The Bucks... The Celtics are good this year. They're much better than everyone kind of expected. But, like, makes sense just because Kemba is, like, not as skilled as Kyrie, but, like, in that range, sort of, but just much more of, like, a mild-mannered guy who's, like, willing to be a cog
in
the machine.
He's a fucking better... Yeah, he's a teammate.
Yeah, plays better team ball.
What is Kyrie Irving just not playing in series because he's just, like, wants to sit on the bench with Kevin Durant?
Isn't he injured?
Well, I know he's injured, but...
You don't think he's really injured? Wow, look at this game. 18-19 with 2 minutes to go. Big time.
3-2, baby. Yeah.
And then the Raptors, just like Pascal Siakam, is way better than everyone thought. So, like, losing Kawhi, it hurt them. But, like, they're fourth at 22-10. The 76ers, I feel like they started slow is what I was hearing. But then they kind of, like, are getting their stuff together recently. Probably, dude. I still don't imagine Al Horford being on that team. That's really weird.
I forgot about that as well.
Get there. Okay, first. Out of bounds.
Yeah, it sucks that the combination of Ben Simmons and Embiid hasn't worked.
It's not shocking until Ben Simmons can shoot the basketball.
Right, yeah.
It's really not.
I agree. It's disappointing that he doesn't even fucking try. Like...
I feel like he did this year.
I mean, he has more little bit from what I've seen, but still, I don't know.
Pacers are at 6 at 21-12. When does Depot come back?
Oh, he's not back yet.
No, I don't think so. No, he's been out with injury all year, and they're still pretty darn good. Like, I feel good about that top. People say the East sucks. The East sucks. But, like, I feel good about that top six. Like, really good. And then the Nets are going to have Kevin and Kyrie at some point.
I don't feel that good about the Pacers. I'm sorry.
But they're 21-12. I know it's the East. Sabonis is a beast. They have this year. They have, like, a new random guard this year.
Did you see that Jrue Holiday?
Well coached.
Might maybe traded.
No, I saw a thing where a lady was at the game and she kept hearing someone say, "Jrue Holiday, man, like fuck Jrue Holiday, this guy's killing us." But she was saying Jrue Holiday, and she thought he was saying Jrue Holiday, and she was like, "What's going on?"
What?
But they were saying like, "Man, Jrue Holiday is awful." Oh, they have Malcolm Brogdon, dude. That's why they're good this year. He's probably balling. Yeah. He's out currently. Do you know who's having a good season? Is Doug McDermott. Is he having a good shooting season? Yeah, like a really good shooting season. Sabonis is really good. Miles Turner is like pretty good, maybe.
Did Miles Turner get paid? Will you look him up on SpotRack really
probably,
quick? I think he did this year.
But I think he still kind of stinks. Or like never was as good as everyone thought he was going to be. Like
SpotRack. Well, let's see his contract before we place expectations on him. Yo, go to cash earnings, not fines and suspensions, bro.
Go.
Right here.
I never go in this thing.
Oh, this is my site.
Right. Well, you're a numbers guy. It makes sense.
I just want to know how much money people make.
No, it's...
Go down. So, what did he get?
So he's making $28 million. Wait, estimated earnings 18. Over 5 seasons. 18. So did he get paid? When did his new contract
start?
Yeah,
this year. So he got what, like 54 over 4?
God, so funny. 18,
36, 54. No, he got 72 over 4. That's pretty good. Oh, he got.
Well, he's making 80. Money. Let's look at, see, I go and look at the stats. Basketball.
Still just, like, dude, Johnny Tsunami's dad is such a dickhead.
Okay.
Sorry.
And that's the other thing, like, Johnny Tsunami's dad, his dad was so cool. Like, his dad is a super chill guy.
Grandpa.
Like, yeah, well, his dad, Johnny Tsunami's dad, has a really great outlook on life, out surfing. Why is this guy such a jerk? Maybe it was the mom. They don't really talk about the mom in the situation.
The mom's also too hot for the dad.
Oh, well, the mom, Johnny's mom's tight. She's good people. No, she seems like good people for sure. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about like maybe Johnny Tsunami's presumed deceased grandmother.
Right, exactly. Was she a jerk? Was that why this dude's a jerk now? Like, what's the deal?
Because maybe there's as a kid,
like,
and spurned him. Too lazy surfing to go look for her.
Oh my god. Right, he probably, dude, a little too stoned, a little too surfing. He's like, I got my porno here, we're just gonna go surf a little bit now.
Oh my god. My mom sold some furniture to Pat O'Donnell recently.
Who's Pat O'Donnell?
The Bears punter.
Oh.
As we see on this. Whoa.
No, this is Eddie P. For the win.
I know, but he's Pat O'Donnell's the holder.
For the win.
Bears
woo!
Win. Woo. As you can see, we're quite excited.
And we beat the Vikings, too. See, this is actually frustrating, because if we just would have beat Green Bay, and then, like, aren't we in, like, a really good spot then if we beat the Vikings? They're 10-5.
I guess. So I love meaningless wins.
Yeah, pretty great. Well, like, making it the Vikings season still matters. Making it tougher for them feels pretty good.
That's true. Oh, Dalvin Cook's not playing. Interesting.
All right, back to Miles Turner. Spending too much time on Miles Turner. He's playing, shooting 45% from the field. I don't like how they don't just give you... 12 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. Dude, that's brutal. How many minutes per game is he getting? He's averaging 12 and 5. He's not good.
Yeah, that's not...
It's not Sabonis. Worth. I'm telling you, it's Sabonis is a beast. Right. Who's next?
You're not even going to try and spell his last
name. I was like, you know what, we're moving on. The Nets. Know nothing about the Nets. Spencer Dinwiddie doing well. Kyrie, Katie out.
Paul Pierce's comments that he thinks when Kyrie comes back, they should play him at the two. And keep Dinwiddie.
Oh. Paul Pierce always trying to say something. That actually sounds like it makes sense. Yeah, I mean, why not? Or just have, like, a multi-ball handler, like, system. Yeah. And, like, just, they're your guards, you know? It doesn't even have to be, like, one or two. It's modern basketball, people.
Yeah.
Oh, take it to the house.
I love seeing pictures of Kevin Durant just, like, in his weird suit, jacket, and t-shirt with his fresh Nikes on. He wears it every night.
You know, I'm proud of him because it seems like he's been staying off Twitter. And you're pretty bored when you're not playing and working out every day. So, like, he's probably so used to scrolling when he's out. I wonder if, like, someone talked to him about that. It's like, Kevin, let's just show you a video game or something.
Who else is on this list? Then the Magic. Who's on the Magic? Is Aaron Gordon any better this
Magic.
Year?
Jonathan Isaac, Aaron Gordon.
Can you look up Aaron Gordon on Basketball Reference? Let's see his stats.
I don't think it's about Aaron Gordon. I think it's about some other guys, but we can look up Aaron Gordon. Because Aaron Gordon's still just like...
Yeah, Eddie Jackson with a pick. Let's go. Pad the stats, baby. He's already...
All right, you look at this. I'm going to use the bathroom.
Okay. So, fans... Let's talk about Aaron Gordon. Not necessarily positioned directly in front of the screen, but he appears to be averaging 13-7 with just under 3 assists a game. Is that 46% from the field? 29% from 3. I might be totally reading this incorrectly. 40% from the field, 29% from 3, 70% from the free throw line. I should probably be doing better than that. Interesting. But the Magic are in the playoff hunt. I guess that's what it says. Says enough about the East right there.
Oh. How's Aaron Gordon looking?
Not great. 13-7.
I told you, it's not about Aaron Gordon. Let's look at the depth chart. You know what would be great if you had a laptop out? We'd be double timing this. Notes. Right. No, it's okay. Notes. No, you see, these are all notes. This is like a...
I mean, my laptop's over there.
This is like a getting a feel podcast.
I agree,
you know?
But... I'm
a good little, like...
So, I would go get my laptop, but it's my work laptop, and I'm afraid of work right now.
Yeah, no, I understand
it's
that.
It's been a bender of a week for
Sunday
me.
Sunday scaries, baby. Sunday scaries.
Big time.
I
that's
luckily,
why we're watching Johnny Tsunami.
I know. I luckily don't have the Sunday scaries.
Yeah.
I got to go back to the 6. We go to the 6, so that'll be good.
You have all of next week off?
Yeah. I'm going to get, like, bored, which is, like, the bad part of it. Like, it's like everyone's doing something else. I can either, like, sit on my butt. I can't really work out right now because physical therapy, so I can't even do that.
Why
so, like,
do
I guess I could, like, do
therapy?
Work. Like, a knee thing going on. But yeah, I don't know, dude.
Bro, just hit the upper body, man.
I should. Or at least be doing, like, some core stuff.
Yeah, work on the core.
This is good. This is what people are going to want to hear. Duffy, if you're listening, you should have came and watched Johnny Tsunami. It's, saying this again, I can't believe how enjoyable it was to watch. It was funny, and it was, like, still sweet. I don't know, dude.
Still hits the spot.
And then up next, we're going to watch Brink. And then Luck of the Irish. Double Team was weird. I didn't like Double Team. What other movies are there? God, my mind's going in a million different places. What team's depth chart am I looking up? The Magic. The Magic. This is like a mixtape level. You ever? No, it's fine. Again, this is like... this is fine. Oh, but it's just like, you ever been listening to that podcast?
And you're like, did it
And then
stop?
All of a sudden, you're like, you look at your phone, and you're like, did I pause it? It's like a little game I play with myself. It's like, did I pause it? Like, oh, no, didn't pause it. They just start talking after. No, I love... You gotta own the silence, you know?
I agree.
You gotta be comfortable
just
with it.
Be comfortable. I mean...
It's necessary sometimes.
I would love to see a 3-11 Lions team beat
this. The Magic should be our team. They have Markelle Fultz, who's having a good season.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, he's playing basketball and, like, being a quality starter, I believe.
All right, before You pull him up. Do you think he's averaging over 12 points and 4 assists?
More than 12 points.
Less than 12 assists.
Maybe not four assists. Definitely more than 12 points would be my guess. Let's see.
I think he's averaging like 13.4.
Oh, 11. Wow. Great line. 11.5 points and 4.3 assists. Just wrong on both. All right, that was a great line set by you.
Yeah, you
were on the nose, Vegas. Goodness. Yeah, so, okay, 11 points and 4 assists, which is good. 46% field goal percentage. 27% from 3, which, like, isn't good. But how many
threes is he taking?
How many attempts is... Yeah, that's what I was thinking. 3-point attempts per game. 1.7, so he's about averaging 2 3-point attempts. That's like for like him, dude. Like, this guy wasn't playing basketball last year. Everyone was like, his shot's broken. Like, he's ruined. And if he's taking 2 shots a game, that's like enough. You need to at least like be like a little tiny bit of a threat, which is kind of...
Isn't it just crazy that like the number one pick in the NBA draft just forgot how to shoot a basketball?
Well, that, I think that the injury stuff, I think there was truth to all that. Like, he was going through weird injury stuff.
Yeah,
and then they told him to start shooting differently.
Shoulder,
yeah. And it was just like, seems like a really wonky situation. It's like, I think it's a phenomenal story. And it's like awesome that he's doing well. Good for you, Markel. So Markel's a contributor. How many minutes is he averaging?
Is he...
Oh my God.
He's coming off the bench, right?
Minutes played per game. He's playing 26 minutes a game. Averaging 11-4. Like, I'm so okay with that. I think that's great.
I'm glad you're this optimistic about it.
I'm not like, he's not going to like be a world beater or anything, but this team is in the playoffs right now. And
who went 2 in that draft? Lonzo?
The freaking...
It's kind of a shitty draft.
Magic.
Who else was in that draft?
Yeah, he's their starter. What draft? Fultz's draft?
Yeah.
Was that the Jahlil Okafor draft?
No, Okafor is older than that.
Yeah, he's way
Lonzo
older.
Went 2 in that draft. Thinking?
Jonathan Isaac is sweet. I bet he's averaging over 16 a game. What do you think? You know who Jonathan Isaac is?
Yes.
Super long rangy dude, super athletic. Jonathan Isaac, Blue Reference. Over under 16.
Under.
Die, gosh darn it, I'm way off. 12.3. 7 rebounds, 1 assist. Okay, well maybe 2.3 win shares. That's pretty good, right? Or no? Win shares? Because I feel like he's like a doesn't show up on the stat sheet guy, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. They are only the AC in the... They are only one game ahead of the Bulls. No, this team sucks. There's no way this team is good. It feels like a different world, the West, you know? Just like really thinking tough. About them like... Different world. Oh my God. See, I want to watch Luka. That's the first thing I think of when I see those standings.
What place are the Mavs in?
The Mavs are 4th. 21-10. They have a better record than the Clippers? What? That's crazy. I didn't know the Nuggets were this good.
Wait, the Nuggets are 22-9?
Yeah, what am I looking at here? Yeah, Jazz, the Thunder on the 7th seed. I've heard that they're okay.
The Jazz just got Jordan Clarkson.
Wow. Thank God. He'll up their drip levels in the dressing room. He's one of the well-dressed dudes. Where's the crazy stuff?
Well-dressed is one way to put it.
Where's the crazy stuff? Did you see what Kuz is wearing? Did you see the Kuz fit, dude?
On
crazy.
Christmas, right? And
yes.
Then he went off in that. At least he went off in the first half.
Right. Did they win that game? Because if they did, it was kind of a good move because he took a lot of flack.
I don't think they did. Did they?
I don't remember, dude. Again, I haven't been paying any attention to anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep during the Christmas
Dude, I didn't,
game
I didn't watch him. We just stayed watching Harry Potter.
Oh, was it a Harry Potter marathon?
Oh, it's always a Harry Potter marathon on Christmas Day.
Really?
That's tradition, yeah. So we went 1, and then half of the room was like, skip 2, 2 sucks. And I was like, I would have watched 2, but we skipped Chamber. And then we watched Azkaban, and then Goblet, and then Phoenix. In Order of the Phoenix. I forgot how great the ending battle is. I know you're not a nerd like I am.
No, I'm not a Harry Potter guy, but I'm glad they
That's a sin. How have you ever seen them? Or are you just like...
I think I watched the first two.
Wow. Whoa. What? You've only seen the first two Harry Potters?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like books?
Yeah. You read? Yeah, bro. You see that book in front of you? Yeah.
Did you see that book I placed there on purpose? For contextual reasons? Do you read books? Ever?
I'm trying to read more.
Yeah? You should read the Harry Potter series. It is...
I'm probably not going
to. Come on. You'll fly through it. They're really easy reads. They're just endlessly fascinating and fun.
Okay.
Whatever, dude. What do you read then? Like, business books?
No, that's the corporation is about the Cuban mafia. It's actually pretty interesting.
That sounds kind of cool.
It's a Ryan Russillo recommendation. Shout out.
Oh, Russillo. Really?
Yeah. TJ English is cool. He's written on a bunch of, like, mob stuff. He's written a couple books about, like, the Boston mob.
Okay.
He's been on Joe Rogan's podcast talking about it.
It's interesting. Really?
Yeah.
I would listen to that. Mm-hmm. Love me some Rogan.
Love, dude, I fucking love Rogan.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever tried DMT? Yeah, but it took DMT one time, though. How are the Packers going to go to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Let's see here. It's interesting. The Lakers are first. Because LeBron and AD are just, like, cooking, I'm assuming. What are LeBron's numbers looking like this year? What do you think?
25-7-8.
Let's see. No, he's doing a lot of assists this year, yeah.
25-7. Oh, damn.
And 10. I did actually know that he was averaging, like, a crazy number of assists this year.
He's fucking 35. He's averaging.
Yeah, dude. Well, he's, like, trying this season, apparently.
They have nicknames on Basketball Reference. OBJ, Chosen One, Bron, the Little Emperor. That's certainly not his nickname.
The Little Emperor. Who got to put that in there?
The Akron Hammer? Interesting. Yeah,
he's got an Akron Hammer for sure. power forward and point guards. Man, yeah, he's balling. What's Anthony Davis doing? He should be averaging 30, playing with LeBron flipping James. Was Anthony Davis averaging 30?
No, 28.
Yeah, 27.5. He could round up. I'd like to see him shoot the three better. I think he should be able to. Only 28.9%. So the Lakers are good. They have, like, Kuz is playing well. Who else is good on the Lakers? They gotta have some other people. Right?
Yeah.
They're good. They gotta have other players on the team, right? Just not LeBron and AD playing 2-on-5. KCP, Danny Green. Oh, Dwight's doing well for them this year off the bench. I wonder how Avery Bradley's doing. Right? He's kind of interesting. No, maybe not at all. 7-2-1.
Remember when he was, like, a lockdown defender?
Yeah, he was, like, good. He was, like, a guy, like, everyone wanted.
Where else did he go? He went from Boston to... Did he go to the Clippers at one point?
And then Clippers.
And then he went Boston. Back to Boston.
I feel like he was in Detroit for, like, half a second.
He certainly was in Detroit.
Let's see. But it was brief, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Detroit. I went to Detroit for the first time recently.
For that show, right?
Yeah. Detroit's pretty cool. A lot of nice people.
Hmm. Take your word for it. Is that supposed to be his jerseys on the right?
Oh, I suppose so. So
Boston. Clippers.
Clips.
Detroit.
Clips. Detroit.
Oh, no. He went to the Pistons first.
Memphis.
Memphis. I do not
Lakers.
Remember.
Yeah, wait. I don't remember him being on Memphis, but that's... Yeah,
number 11 is right. Is the Clippers, right?
Yes. Yeah, you can also scroll down. We see Boston, Toronto. Oh, Toronto, but he didn't play.
What?
He played... No, it's T-O-T, not T-O-R. What is T-O-T? Am I an idiot?
I thought that was Toronto.
No, what?
Click on T-O-T.
Oh, that's total, maybe. What the hell?
No way. Total would be...
27-2018. That's weird. What's going on with that? It's here, too.
But it's not there.
What the F?
This is...
What does that mean? Is that...
I don't know. That's really weird.
Oh, you know what maybe that is? Okay, I know what that is. So that is... Wait, or no, because then it would have said it after Detroit. Fudge. I'm scared. Let's get away. Avery Bradley, you're cursed. Alright, so Lakers are good, and they're going to probably be in the finals. Which I think will be cool, to see LeBron as a Laker in the finals. That'll be a new thing. And I think it'll be tough, but I bet they get there, because LeBron's just going to not be having it.
Oh, fuck yes. I love seeing the Packers lose. Aaron Rodgers pick in the wrong time.
All right, Luka Doncic. Doncic, what do you think his line is?
Ridiculous.
I'm going to say...
I know he's averaging at least 31 points.
He's averaging 31 points?
I think so.
No. No.
Can you just look up the...
Gosh, dang it. I want to make a guess.
Can you look up the points leaders, though? Just like the full...
Yeah, after Luka, we'll do that. Here, I'll get it queued up. I'm going to say 24, 11, and 7. 24, 11, and
7. He's certainly averaging more than 24 points. You think?
Whoa, 29 points, 9 assists.
And 9 rebounds.
Wow, he's just about averaging a 30-point triple-double. What the F?
He's so good.
What in the actual F is that line, dude? That's insane. 47, field goal. 33, 3-point. And that'll get better.
Yo, he's going to get paid so much money in like 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Jeez. 80% from free throw. That needs to be a little better.
He's going
to
make $45 million.
Yo, 32 PER. That's nuts. 10.3 win shares. That's nuts. What the heck is he? See, this is why I need League Pass just to watch him. He's kind of all I'm interested in, like mainly.
Oh, there's a lot of upset Patriots fans out there.
Why? What happened?
They lost to the Dolphins.
They lost to the Dolphins. Keep going. Okay. So Luke will go crazy. Is K Porzingis? I don't know what his Twitter handle is. Porzingis doing anything this year? Not very good, right?
I think he got in a fight with someone last night. Who'd they play last night?
Really?
He was jawing with someone.
He's not here for the bullshit.
Oh, it was Draymond. Oh,
points leaders. Really? That'd be a good one. Stafford steps up. Doesn't hit.
Stafford's not playing, bro.
Oh, you're right. It's totally the other guy. Blow. With the Mac Miller, blow. James Harden, 38. Wow, wowza. He's averaging 38 points. The NBA is silly nowadays. Giannis is averaging 30. Luka is behind Giannis.
There's a fucking 8-point differential between the first and second guys.
Yeah, that's Harden insane. Ball, dude.
How many free throws does he shoot a game?
Free throws attempted, 12.
That seems kind of low, honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot, though.
Oh, that's you're going to give Aaron Rodgers one more chance. Stupid Patriots or Lions.
It'll be fun to like, watch him do it to someone else, at least. Because I really, whenever I watch, it's only when I'm watching the Bears.
Yeah.
You can never appreciate it. Nah, he's so stupid.
Oh my god, my brain is not working.
Are you okay?
Oh, yo. So, I have a funny story for the pod.
Okay, that's good, because the pod is currently ongoing.
I know, that's why I said for the pod. So, I went to the dentist on Friday. I was supposed to have a dental implant, which... Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do, and I was, like, literally in the chair about to get anesthesia, and the dentist, like, told me, he's like, sure you want to do this? And I was like, you know what? I don't. And I just
like, you know what? They're just second-guessing me. That's funny.
I have some extra strength fucking Tylenol, though.
Nice.
The good ibuprofen, which is clutch for hangovers.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
So if you would like one, I will give you one.
I'm chilling right now. Before we round the thing out, I would like to talk about the White Sox. Have you been aware of all their additions?
I know they got that catcher from the Brewers.
So that was the first one. They got Grandal. The
Yankees guy.
They got Grandal.
They got the Dallas.
Wait, what Yankees people? Guy? What Yankees guy? Oh, Encarnacion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the DH, Encarnacion. They got Dallas Keuchel.
Yep.
Hopefully ends up being like our third.
Is Michael Kopech going to be any better this year?
Well, if
he's healthy.
Okay, here's the deal now. We have all these young guys. We got Rodon and Kopech who are still going through their return process or whatever. And we got guys who can like fill those starting spots for now, so we don't have to rush back these young guys, and they can really take their time on their rehab. So hopefully Kopech does come back. I don't expect a whole bunch from Rodon, just because this is like the second or third time we've been through this now with him. But he still potentially could come back and contribute. So you got those two waiting in the wings. You got Dylan Cease now, Keuchel, Gio, the guy we signed from the Brewers who's just like solid, and then Giolito who's like an ace. So the pitching staff feels really solid right now, which is something that like usually we have to look forward to, like Dylan Covey pitching in July, but now we have just a solid group. We're going to have depth for the whole season, which is amazing. And then we just have like a crap ton of power all over the lineup. Encarnacion, I saw a stat, I'm pretty sure it's true. From our DH spot last year, from whenever we had someone batting as a designated hitter, we had 17 home runs from the person in that position. He himself hit 30, so that was just like a huge hole they needed to address. And then now they have him. You got Eloy, will probably be good for 30. Yoan Moncada will probably be good for 30. Jose Abreu will be good for 30. They're going to hit a lot of home runs. It's going to be sweet. And I think the Cell is going to be rocking this summer. And hopefully we compete for the AL Central.
Okay.
What have the Cubs done?
Not
a lot,
nothing,
right?
Nothing, because evidently the Ricketts are out of money because they spent it on the fucking hotel or some bullshit.
Well,
if they don't fucking keep Chris Bryant and Javi Baez, like, they'd be the stupidest people in the world.
Well, it depends. Like
Chris Bryant wasn't he the youngest MVP?
Yeah, but you could get a haul for him though. That's the thing. And what if you do just want to like take your time and rebuild again? Say, hey, we got our ship, our window. It's closing now, which is unfortunate. But maybe something.
How
you have to...
that narrative just perplexes me.
Really,
like, I don't follow baseball evidently enough for. I just don't understand why they're deeming the Cubs window as closing,
like,
given
who's
fucking Addison Russell is gone. I misspoke. Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, and Anthony Rizzo are still our infielders. Like, I don't know.
Right, but then it. Okay, let's see. I don't really know baseball stats all that well, but let's look at some stuff. So let's look at Rizzo. Baseball reference. What did he bat last year? Did he have a good season last year? Can you remember offhand, just like generally good or bad? Okay, let's see. 2019. I wish I understood WAR more, because I know WAR is a stat that a lot of people like. 239, 94 RBIs, so pretty solid. 27 home runs, so like an okay year from Anthony Rizzo, but like nothing you're gonna really hang your head on. And maybe he's not the force he used to be. I don't know exactly what he used to hit. Let's look at Chris Breezy.
Breezy Brown.
282, 77 RBIs, 31 home runs. So again,
I feel like he should have 100 RBIs.
Pretty good from your left field or third base, whatever. But like, you need a little more than that. Let's look at his last couple of seasons.
Dude, he's only had like 4 seasons.
5.
Has he really?
Yeah, 2015. He's only had more than 100 RBIs once. And that was in 2016. He had 40. Yeah, he went off in 2016, the World Series year, right? Yeah, 39 home runs. Then after he had a drop-off, 2017, 29 home runs. That's still good, just a big drop-off. Only 73 ribbies. 2018, 13 home runs. What? 52 RBIs. So he was way better last year than he was the year before. But, like, I don't know, man. You don't have the pitching that you had when you were making the runs, which is, like, so important, and that's why I'm, like, really excited about, like, Dallas Keuchel isn't going to be some amazing Cy Young pitcher like he was the 1 year, but like Lester wasn't always that guy, but he was like pretty steady for the Cubs for like a good number of years, and always like I feel like he was like a big key to them like making those runs and being in contention.
Javi Baez.
I don't know, dude. It's so like, do you contemplate? Because you can still get a bunch for Chris Breezy if you want. You get a bunch for Chris Breezy. How old is Javi? Javi is, come on, just show me his age. So annoying. Now, Javi's got a few seasons under his belt. Was Javi injured last year? 21-290.
Yeah. He hurt his thumb. That's why the Cubs missed the fucking playoffs, because he missed like the last 20 games of the season.
Well, I don't think that was the only reason. I think there were other contributing factors. I don't know, man.
Shut your mouth, boy.
I want to talk to Duffy about this.
Okay.
I'm going to call him. Because that was my plan, was to bring him over if he was awake and trap him into recording and talking to us. Okay.
What's up, dude?
Hey, are you just chilling?
All
right, so welcome to the Sheets and Shoots podcast. We were just here talking. we're talking about the Cubs.
Cubs.
So we're looking here at the Cubs, Duff. Everyone, this is Duffy Logue. He's the best. We're looking at the Cubs, and, like, you know, you got, Shoots said, like, I'm saying maybe the window's closing, and he's saying, well, if, as long as you got Rizzo, Bryant, and Javi around, like, you got a shot. Like, you got a shot, so he would rather them not sell those guys for prospects, but maybe try to build around them and go forward. When I'm saying, maybe now you got to, like, sober up a little bit, realize, well, we're looking at the stats here. Chris Bryant's dropped off significantly. Like, he was pretty good the last couple of seasons, but, like, well, actually not the season before last season, bad. Last season...
He was injured majority of the year.
Right.
This year, everyone looks at his stats straight up and just think they're pretty average. Like, on base with what his MVP season was, it's pretty similar to what he had in his MVP year. Now, to your point,
are you talking about on base percentage or general stats? Because he put up like, numbers that year. That was a 2016, right?
I'm talking about like not just like your outline, like average. Like you just go very analytical, like the WAR, the fucking WABA, all that shit most people don't really pay attention to because it is.
Oh yeah, so you like WAR? You think it's a good stat? Can you explain a little bit to me? Because we just saw it, and I was just like, I know a lot of people respect the stat, like stat guys, but I don't understand the stat.
Yeah, it's just wins above replacement. So, like, if you were to plug in any other person
right
outside of Chris Bryant, you subtract those numbers. But I want to talk more about, like, the selling off of pieces.
Yeah.
In particular. I think it's a big what if, like, about having Chris Bryant, because I think there is a real shot that we do trade him. And if that's the case, like, not so be it, but I think we have to realize that there's a good chance that, yeah, we're not going to be what we were in the past couple years. So if there's a decent return for Chris Bryant, I say trade him and get good players back.
Right. Just, like, see what's out there. See, dangle them, see what kind of offers you get. Because if you get a good offer... And you can reset and rebuild with some top tier prospects. It's like that's what they did before, and they didn't even have Chris Bryant to like garner those prospects back. So now they're in a good situation just to kind of do it all over again. It's just a matter of if they have the patience.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing. I mean, it's frustrating because no matter what anyone tells you, any major league owner has the money to spend. They just got $10 billion in revenue. Year MLB did, like, there's money out there,
right?
It's a matter of if they want to nut up and actually pay for it, but clearly the Cubs aren't going to do anything this offseason, so
right,
I think they're just at a standstill, and now unfortunately they're at a point where it's like, hey, we're making a lot of money. Unfortunately, the owners don't see it as if we need to win anymore now that we have 2016 under our belt.
Well, that's do you take. That I think that's a very reasonable take. Do you think they're gonna like do that while also having like a patient approach to rebuilding? And they're like, hey, we'll be bad, we'll see if, like, Bryant and Rizzo can develop, like, some trade value this season and, like, patiently just, like, sell those guys off for prospects. And maybe they do take the long, sustainable approach.
I don't think there ever be a time where we ever trade Rizzo. Unless there's, like, some ridiculous trade out there. Which,
right.
I mean, awesome.
Because I don't think you get enough back for Rizzo to really, like, want to move him.
His contract is so dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculously cheap that, like, I mean, obviously if we sign him again, that's great. But, like, I don't know. There's a lot of give and take. But I don't, yeah, the Cubs aren't going to be built. I mean, if they make a splash in the offseason, which I don't think they will, I mean, they'll still have a chance to fight in the NL Central. But I just, not know what they were before.
Right. Well, cool. I think that's a good thought. Duffy, have you been following the White Sox's acquisitions recently?
Yeah, dude. They got Dallas Keuchel. They got Edwin Encarnacion.
Yes.
Right? Encarnacion or no?
Yes, yes. They got Encarnacion's official now.
And then they got a ton of other people. I can't think of who else.
So how do you like, I know Dallas Keuchel. I know you're a smart pitching guy. Dallas Keuchel hasn't been as good since his Cy Young years, but when I look at that, getting him, it reminds me of, like, John Lester is probably in his first few years with the Cubs, like, better than what Keuchel will be, but just in terms of, like, being an innings eater and just, like, a solid guy there, just, like, that's, you know, is going to be there and, like, pitch those games and be a great, like, 2-3-4, whatever it may be. Because that's what I think of that move. When I think of Keuchel, I think of Lester. And I think of, like, that's, like, a sustainable, like, we're now in it trying to win type move.
Keuchel and Lester, while Keuchel has a Cy Young, I don't think are anywhere near each other in regards to, like, their afterlife. Like, Keuchel is a weird one because he won the Cy Young, and I still like him a lot, but something happened with him when he was in Houston where he just, like, kind of dropped off. And I hope he rebounds.
No, he definitely dropped off, Duffy, but he didn't turn into some, like, awful pitcher. He's still, like, one of the best ground ball pitchers in the league who is, like, gonna be there for you and be consistent, I think. And that's why I compare him to Lester, because Lester was, he had some great years, but he also had, like, a little bit of down years. But the point is that he was always kind of there and just, like, really important to, like, them contending and making sure that they get through that long season. And, like, he is just there to fill innings and, like, win some games and help push to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think it goes without being said, like, Keuchel obviously won a World Series with the Astros. Obviously, now that's an asterisk because they cheated. But, he'll be a veteran guy that will be awesome for, like, your young dudes, Giolito and even Cease and all those guys who want to pick his brain of someone who is a fucking Cy Young pitcher and get a better understanding of that. But
that's a great point.
It'll be interesting. I mean, it's exciting for the Sox. I'm thrilled that they're making these moves about time. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, so now this pitching staff is just, I was saying earlier to Pat, just solid now, because now you got Giolito, who, like, last year looked like an ace, and then you got Gio Gonzalez and Keuchel, and then you see what you get from, like, Cease and Kopech whenever he comes back. I don't know, it should be interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, baseball's 100-some days away, but no better time to think about it.
No, absolutely. I'm getting super excited. Man, Duff, thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it so much.
We miss you, Duffy.
Schutz is here. Schutz is here, if you're wondering. He's sitting right next to me. He's been on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was, loved to hear it. Well, like Johnny Tsunami says, go big or go home.
So. Wait a second. Maybe we should talk about that. We need to watch that movie together soon. And I was also saying that Brink needs to be next on the list, and then maybe Luck of the Irish.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I was scrolling through Disney Plus over break. I was like, shit, all these are on here. This is awesome.
Awesome. It's fucking sick. But Johnny Tsunami's dad, real jerk. And we're not quite sure, like, how he became such a jerk when his dad was so cool. Why is he such a jerk? But maybe it had to do with
we think the
Johnny's grandma. Yeah.
She left and never came back.
Right.
Okay.
Left the little guy scarred.
Yeah.
What are you playing today, Duff?
Playing some Rainbow Six right now.
Nice. Classic. That one's steady. All right, Duff, we'll see you soon, baby. We'll see you soon.
Bye, Duffy.
Later.
Great guy. Mm-hmm. See, that's just like baby steps, you know? He'll be here eventually. The podcast was originally supposed to include Duffy, but Duffy... She'd shoot some pooch. We call him Pooch. We've all known each other since we were like six. It's great. But baby steps, just like that.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. All right, we can close this thing out. You're on your last legs, I feel like.
Dude, I'm not even
that was good, though. 50 minutes. Very loose. Pure
heat, baby.
I think this honestly has motivated me to at least like read a little bit more about what's going on in the league and maybe try to watch games. Maybe I can try to watch a few Bulls games in a row.
You're just going to rip off some old games?
No, just like over the next week when they play, I'm saying. Try to watch the upcoming games.
Yeah.
We'll go back, but they're one game out of the eighth seed, and what the heck? Like, what if we make the playoffs? I'd be excited. I know everyone's like, ooh, like, obviously you want to, like, with our coach, like, it's, we're never going to be a championship team, but, like, he's our coach, so it's just like, let me cheer for a team in the playoffs. That's just what I want to do.
True that, bro.
Wouldn't that be fun? All right, well, we'll sign off. Hopefully do this again in the near future. Oh, also, we have a new podcast release thingy, so we're going to not just be on SoundCloud.
Yep.
SoundCloud. Should be on the other things. All right, I'm peace. Do you want to say anything?
Thank you all for tuning in and listening to The Return. We will be back more dedicated and with better content, and I will be less hungover in the forthcoming episodes.
And, like, genuinely, if you are actually still listening to this, you are an angel person who we appreciate very much. Okay, until next time.